T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's a comic, her name is Kylie Brakeman, and she just posted a funny video where she's acting out some of the creepy DMs she gets from random guys.
Hello, sweet baby. I am a sugar daddy wanting to spoil you rotten in my house in Van Nuys. I can pay $50 a month, no shoes. Hello, young lady. Here is my height, age, and ethnicity in all caps. Let me buy you dinner, my queen. Hello there, I saw your recent tweet and I have some notes. Let me know your email so I can send you voice recordings of my punch-ups. And while we're on the subject, feet, send me feet. Hello there, love your stuff. Just wondering, haha, this is so random, but what shampoo do you use, haha? And could you put a little bit of it in your hand and send me a picture, haha? Sorry if this is random, okay? Thank you, beautiful angel. Feet, I need feet, give me feet.
Well, I appreciate her reenacting my feet messages I've sent her.
I know. Those are private.
I just like feet. I mean, what do you want from me?
Feet.
feet. Give me feet. The lotion one is really creepy. Yeah, I know exactly what that person is trying to recreate. Like, as if like he's pulling a quick one over her.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Squirt some lotion in your hand and just take a picture of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's your shampoo. I want to know about your shampoo.
Oh, yeah. Right. Shampoo.
You're my favorite comic.
Yeah. Sarah told me she got a pretty creepy message recently.
Sarah, come in here.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll get messages. I'm like, what is this person thinking? Like, why are they even sending this? You know what I mean? But it's never on the level of what a female has to endure. Like,
exactly.
It's never, like, sexually creepy. It's just weird. And you're just like, why did you think hitting send after writing that was a good idea?
Oh, you know, men in their sex drives, you know, nothing's ever a good idea. You make a lot of bonehead decisions based on that.
Oh, speaking of bonehead, no, I'm just kidding.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Oh, hi. Let's talk about some of the boneheads that are writing you.
Yeah, this was yesterday. And I mean, it definitely is kind of creepy, but it's more of an offer. He wants to pay me money to cuddle him. And he would pay me $200 an hour.
$200 an hour just to cuddle?
Yes. I mean, that's what he says.
Welcome to Sarah's Cuddle Puddle.
Hey. But he knows I have a boyfriend, so he wanted me to ask J-Rubs if it was okay.
Did you run that by J-Rubs?
I did, actually.
Well, what did J-Rubs have to say?
Well, first,
can
he was
I
like,
join?
Well, I was like, babe, we should offer you two and like up the price. Because, you know, he could be the biggest spoon of that whole cuddle puddle.
Right.
But he was at first like, who is this guy and how much is he asking? And then I told him and he was like, he was blown away. Like, his eyes got huge and he was like, a guy would pay that much for you to cuddle him?
Right. He's like, I get that for free. Yeah. Sometimes I don't even want it.
Yeah. He doesn't want it like almost all the time. Let's get real.
Right.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, babe, you better appreciate me cuddling you now because this is worth some cash.
$200 an hour.
$200 an hour. But then I was asking
about 8 hours sleep. I mean,
right?
Forget about it. J-Rubs better get a second job.
He better. I was like, can we fall asleep during this? Like, one of my friends was like, you need a contract if you're going to do it, because what is the cuddling act? You know?
You need a contract. Yeah. The guy, I mean, he's going to cuddle and then he's going to try and
see
how far he can cuddle.
I thought about it. I would be better if I was the big spoon.
Yes.
Because then nothing is touching. Or,
right.
You know, it can't.
And he needs to be, like, tied up. And not in, like, a fun way. Like, no, your hands do not go anywhere.
Hands stay here.
I like that we're figuring out a best way to handle this.
I like
our
friends. A contract will stop a crazy person.
Right. Yeah. Sir, that's not in the contract.
What are you
doing, sir?
Why are you doing bad things to me? It's not in the... Yeah.
Yeah, and then they were like, you should at least ask for $500 an hour.
And they have to pay up front.
Oh, see, yep. I need help with this.
Yeah.
You might even want to hold their license, too, while you're at it. I don't know why.
You understand.
It seems more official.
Yeah. All these rules mean you really don't want to do this.
No.
Yeah, it's really what... Like, it doesn't matter how many rules you make. You really just don't want to do this.
Just laying there for an hour just seems so awkward. Like, do you talk? Do you... You know? I don't...
Yeah.
I got to stroke his hair.
Oh. Give him a little massage. Scratch his back.
It's an interesting... proposal, because I feel like, and I could be wrong, maybe his intentions are of the purest, but I feel like his hope is that once you start cuddling with him, he's just so irresistible with how he is that you're going to want to do more. That's my guess.
Well, yeah, I guess.
I don't know. I have never proposed to cuddle with someone for money.
If you never asked someone yourself.
But no.
You can go to a massage therapist if you really, really don't want anything sexual to happen and pay a lot less money to be, you know, to have somebody touch you.
But he wants to cuddle. Yeah. You can't cuddle with your massage therapist.
Yeah, I suppose. But you're still getting human touch. You're getting, you know, I mean, you get to actually be completely naked on the thing and have, you know, skin-on-skin contact like that, which is, I mean, you know.
But not the skin that you want if you're cuddling. Like, I mean, I think he wants more than just a back rub.
Oh,
he wants to be able to just like full on just embrace.
He's hoping this is a gateway to.
Oh, see, I'd rather not. I would take the massage so much over cuddling at this point.
There are professional cuddlers out there. I think it was in Portland, but there are like actual websites where you can become a professional cuddler, like cuddlecomfort.com.
But you got to keep your clothes on with those sites.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, I mean, to me, it's like...
Well, he didn't say that he wants her naked.
I would keep my clothes on.
That's what I mean.
Ooh,
I
but what if he didn't?
I mean, a woman rubbing you down as opposed to just hugging somebody in their clothes, I would take the woman rubbing me down any day of the week.
So it says you guys think this dude's a listener and feels super awkward right now, LOL?
If
he does, good.
Yeah.
it's an odd thing to ask somebody who has a relationship.
You made it weird, sir.
I'm not going to feel bad for goofing on this dude.
And I'm a female. Of course, I got to run it by all my females. Don't think I didn't send a screenshot of what you look like to all of them.
Right. So and then you got to run it by the BJ and Migs crew.
Yeah. True. Oh, I told my dad immediately.
Dad, you won't believe this.
Yeah. I'm surprised BJ isn't for this, because cuddling is considered a form of therapy.
Well, he's not hoping that his daughter's a therapist all of a sudden.
Well, I mean, she'd be a doctor, right? You can call yourself a doctor.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Ratchet.
Yeah. Dr. Ratchet. Dr. Ratchet. There was Nurse Ratchet. Why not Dr. Ratchet?
Oh, yeah, right? Huh? Hi,
I'm Dr. Cuddlebutts.
Yeah.
Cuddlebutts.
I don't know if I like that one as much.
No.
Yeah. I do.
So, you know, Texter, you have to understand something. The women in our business, and probably any entertainment business, just like Kylie Brakeman, how we started this, they get inundated with stuff like this. People who don't know. You know, they may know Kylie, and they may know Sarah and Vicky and like that. But, you know, Vicky and Kylie and Sarah do not know these people. And so random people, and a lot of random people, will send messages like this. And, you know, we're going to talk about it because you don't normally get this in your life. A normal human being doesn't get a random stranger going, hey, could I pay you $200 to cuddle me? Like if somebody came up to you at a Target as you're just pulling your card out and you all be done your and there's you and your kid, can I cuddle you for $200 please?
I mean, I'm sure the guy that sent the pic that said, hey, can you send a picture of you holding shampoo squirted into your hand? Well, that's such an innocent thing. I don't understand why you're making this awkward.
That is okay. Now,
I'm
that
not
I
gonna
would...
lie, I didn't get that at all. Yeah. I was like, I would totally do that.
You don't think it looks like a
now
certain
I
thing?
Understand once you were like, I know what he's trying to do, but my dumbass was like, oh, I don't see what's wrong with that.
So how much would you take for that?
So yeah, what's it cost for you to get shampoo?
Well, this guy $200, sure, why not?
$200 for Sarah.
$200, I'll put shampoo in my face.
Right. Oh,
whoa. I mean, well, I do it every day anyway.
See, I don't think that's the picture I mean, want.
No, that's that's what we should do from now on. Whenever they ask for something, I recreate what they wanted you to do.
Yeah. Steve, just follow directions. As far as I'm concerned, feet. That's all
feet,
I want to do.
Steve's feet.
Well, something I think about, like, one of my favorite things to do on Instagram is whenever, like, a female that I follow, like a wrestler or whoever it may be, posts, like, an attractive picture, I'm like, gotta read the comments. Because... Some people don't even care about going direct message. They just say the most inappropriate stuff via comments.
Yeah.
And I was looking at Paige, who used to wrestle with the WWE, but had an injury, cut her career short. But she posted a picture. It's a really cool picture about how 2 years of her being sober, how she looked 2 years ago and how she looks now. And it's like a cool before and after. Like, oh, she looks healthier. She looks happier. And she's just talking about how, like, she's very proud that, you know, she seems more full of life now in her pictures and things are better. And somebody actually commented, goes, I like the way you looked 2 years ago better. And I'm just like, you know,
because you were drunk and made bad decisions.
Like, it just wasn't necessary. Like, I mean, even if you thought that, why even share that with somebody?
Because, yeah, you know, because internet.
I know, yeah. I know. It's just like somebody.
You're right, though.
Like, you could think it all you want, but what's the point?
And it's something you would never say to somebody's face unless you were completely an idiot.
Right, but, and even like she wrote, you liked me better when I looked like a drunken mess. And it's like,
yeah.
Like, even someone said, you look so much more beautiful back then, but I will say, keep up the good work. Well, thanks. You're a real charmer.
You look so much more beautiful back then. Which is the before and after?
That's the before, the left.
Where they think that she looks beautiful there? You're right. She looks much more healthy. And like that after picture does completely look like she's got her act together. And she does look healthier. She looks faded in that first picture.
Well, because she was. I mean, she's clearly not sober in that picture.
And a guy is like, I
don't understand why people think that's like the thing to do.
Wow.
That's just how people are.
I can't believe that's the same person, actually.
Yeah.
Wow, that is a radical change.
I think it's all about the negging. They think that works.
Make you feel like crap so that you're like more attracted to them?
Yeah, I've had that. They're like, you're not even that cute. I'm like, thanks, man. You make me feel great. And they're like, oh, I didn't think you'd reply to me. Oh, I love you so much.
Vicky doesn't know what she's talking about. Meanwhile, your feet are ugly. Don't even bother sending them to anybody. Okay?
He wants your
feet. He wants your feet pics.
Feet. ugly. Feet. Ugly.
I still say if anyone offers you ladies money for pictures of your feet, I'll give you pictures of my feet and I'll take 10%.
Okay, deal.
Fair?
Okay. Hey, I went on this deal.
Oh, you want... Okay, all right. So if someone hits you up wanting pictures of your feet, Rev, I'll give you pictures of my feet and I want 10%.
No. All I want is Steve's feet. I don't care how it happens. Feet. All right? That's all. You're going to work it out,
guys. Did not work out the way I wanted it to.
Okay.
So since Steve, I know this is random, what kind of body wash do you use? Can you send me a picture of shaving cream on your feet? Ha ha.
That is the ultimate request.
$69, Venmo me.
Oh, yeah, that's the ultimate request. Thank you.
Everyone's like, what are you doing in the bathroom? Taking pictures of my feet.
Yeah, leave me alone. I'm making money.
You want some nice blinds, don't you? Yeah. They say budget blinds, but they really aren't.
Yeah. These are the blind makers right here, baby. We got a man that got arrested. Why? Well, he didn't use shampoo. No, he actually covered himself in ranch dressing. Was this Danny?
Yes.
Danny loves ranch.
That's Danny's dream.
Yes, it is.
So a man gets arrested for covering himself in ranch dressing. Oh, yeah. It's these and all the important stories that Steve will tell you all about. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to BJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys, and thanks to Kia Puan for giving us the Migs Report. And it's a special day, although I don't know how we're going to celebrate it. Someone needs to step it up here. Today's National Office Chocolate Day.
Ooh.
We need some chocolate, man.
Well, I know that Thrill's got a stash of chocolate cookies and stuff, so maybe we can dip into that. Happen.
Well, you know what? That sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
He also has some Oreo cookies.
That's chocolate?
Yes. They might or chocolate might not flavored. Be kind of stale. Not that I've tried them recently. But
oh, right.
There's some chocolate right there.
Okay.
It is not National Ranch Dressing Day, unfortunately, Danny. And also, unfortunately, for a guy in Topeka, Kansas.
Topeka.
Who apparently was naked at a convenience store and covered himself in ranch dressing.
Oh, that guy's living.
Sounds about right. Instead of me describing the story, I always like it when the local TV news report, you know, the anchors have to discuss and share the news of a man naked wearing nothing but ranch dressing.
The Shawnee County Sheriff's Office is investigating after a man caused a scene at a local business. It happened at Petro's Deli in Topeka. This was in the early morning hours, right around 3:30 or so. Deputies say they responded to a call about a disturbance. Found a 17-year-old man naked, covering himself in ranch dressing and causing damage to that business. Authorities say they believe he was under the influence.
Really?
He left the deli, but then crashed his car into a pillar close by. He was taken into custody and then to the hospital, where he was released to his parents.
I'm guessing it wasn't alcohol. I think young Jimmy tried acid for the first time.
Yeah, you might be right about that.
And left his buddy's house and decided I need to wear some dressing.
Yeah, this will protect me.
So many questions. Do you think the damage done at the convenience store was like him breaking stuff, or the damage was just all the ranch dressing all over the floor?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I think that ranch dressing, if he got it everywhere, that's a lot of damage.
Yeah. And how awkward is that conversation with mom and dad when they pick you up? Do you wait till the next day to talk to him?
I don't know. I'd rather be high at that point. I think
I'm
want
sure
to get it over
would.
With. Yeah, I'd rather get it over with immediately. But for them, you don't say a word. You just go keep him in jail.
We'll talk to you in the morning. Yeah. Did you learn your lesson?
Yeah.
Probably not.
I wouldn't want him to, I'd tell him to keep him over. Keep him. Can keep him two couple more days. He's obviously got issues.
I mean, I think we've all done a lot of stupid things, but I've never gotten to the point where I was naked dousing myself in ranch dressing.
That's because you didn't try hard enough.
You haven't lived, Steve.
You're right. You know what? The Sounders win the championship this year. Danny,
In
the past, I've done champagne showers with Ted Smith.
Sure.
You and me, we're doing ranch dressing showers.
I agree to this 100%.
Can we squirt it all over each other? Let's do it in slow motion.
Yeah, let's be careful with the word showers, okay?
I'm
just getting the
check out Steve's OnlyFans.
Exactly. That's right. Yep. For $6.99 a month.
So
you get to watch Danny and I squirt ranch dressing
on each
other.
Are you going
to
be the Hidden Valley Kanyes? Is that pretty much what's going to happen?
Pretty much,
okay,
yes.
Okay, great. That's wonderful.
That's actually the name of our rap group, Hidden Valley.
Oh, Hidden Valley.
Mixtape dropping soon.
Okay.
Where's the ranch? This gal is an idiot. She is a bus driver and decided to be drunk while driving kids
on
the bus.
That's idiocracy right there.
It's happened in upstate New York. But here's the part that's just even more ridiculous. Her name's LaShonda. She's 29 years old. And, well, she decided to take the kids to McDonald's for breakfast because, well, she was hungry.
Okay, I like that idea, but do it sober.
Yeah, I don't know if she was treating, though. But she just said, hey, we're going to stop at McDonald's quick. Don't tell anybody.
Still, if I'm a kid, I'm still thinking it's a great deal. But again, I want my driver to be sober.
There were just six students, but man, that could have been a lot worse. Well, she brought two of the students into the restaurant to pick up the breakfast. And finally, cops showed up. She failed the sobriety test, and she's in a lot of trouble.
Did they ask the important question?
What did she get?
Yeah, McDonald's. That's
McGriddle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, McGriddles are so good. I want one now.
Love them. Yes, they have two games for Monday Night Football.
Do you call
it Monday Night Football when the game starts at 1 in the afternoon?
That's a really good point.
Monday afternoon football?
Because it's still starting early enough in the day on the East Coast as well.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not sure what you call it at that point.
Early bird, night football?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Really good question.
Kansas City beat the Bills.
Oh,
thank you.
Sorry, Buffalo.
26-17. And then the second game was the Cardinals taking on the Cowboys, and Kyler Murray and the Cardinals look really good. They beat the Dakless Cowboys 38-10. Up next for them, of course, is the Seattle Seahawks. So
that's
we'll see
right.
How things go with that. I don't know if you were watching the game at all, but there was one moment during the game that might have been one of the funniest things I've seen. They take a shot of the crowd because there's some people in the audience, or in the audience, in the stands.
Okay.
And there's this one really sad Cowboys fan trying to be consoled by his girlfriend.
Oh.
Who he's just got his head between his hands, and she's just giving him like little girlfriend kisses. Like,
oh, that's really sweet of her.
And he wants nothing to do with it.
Dude, it's
already a rough season, it's only week six.
Yeah, and they were looking, like, people are looking forward to this because of, you know, obviously the COVID and all the, and to have your quarterback be gone and your season be gone. I know how that dude's feeling.
And, I mean, Ezekiel Elliott, he fumbled a few few times during the game, twice in the first half, so some people weren't happy. Well, he has totaled that. 5 fumbles in 5 games this season.
Okay, then.
And then I don't know if you watched any of the game. Did you, Danny, I know you hate the Cowboys, so you probably found great humor in this. You know, you have Andy Dalton as their quarterback, who's not a bad quarterback. I actually watched the first pass that he threw, or one of the first, I think it was either his first pass or one of the first passes that he threw. It was like as if he was just targeting one of the guys on the Cardinals. Like, he threw it straight into the hands of Jordan Hicks. And I don't know which was worse, the pass or the attempt at catching that ball that Jordan Hicks, it went right to him and he dropped the ball.
Oh, that's a beating. That is, when you miss up a free interception like that, that sucks.
Well, and the funny thing was, I watched the game because we're playing the Cardinals next, so I was like, I want to see if the Cardinals are actually going to be decent.
And you're scouting for the Seahawks these days.
I am.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Good job, Danny. On the side, they don't know about it.
Yeah,
So at that point, I was like, I don't know if the Cowboys are just so terrible or if the Cardinals are actually any good. I couldn't tell.
I think Cardinals are pretty good, and I think the Cowboys have already melted in.
Oh, yeah.
At this point.
It's kind of done.
It felt that way, at least.
That's, I mean, look, it sucks, dude. If it happened to us, I mean, it would be tough for us. I know we'd say next man up, but next man up after Russell. Sorry, I mean, I don't even know who it is.
It's still Geno Smith.
Oh, is it Geno? Oh, okay. Sorry, yeah. Geno. Honestly, I mean, I am, because he never misses a game, so it's like I can't really, I don't know who the hell we have.
As far as baseball, tonight,
yes.
We've got the World Series. Woo! It all begins.
Who's excited?
I'd rather douse myself in ranch dressing personally, okay. But I'm kidding. You got the Tampa Bay Rays taking on the Los Angeles Dodgers. Game one tonight on Fox. As far as weather, 55 degrees. Thank you, Mercedes-Benz of Seattle, for the major report, and that's what's up.
That's what's up. I don't have a lot of interest in it. I mean, I think it's for both teams, it's a cool thing. Of course, for the Dodgers, will they finally do it? And for the Rays, I don't know if they've got the lowest payroll, but they got to be in the bottom five. And for a team with the bottom five payroll to win the World Series is always a good, you know, a good stick in the face of teams like the Dodgers, Red Sox, and Yankees that spend a lot of money. It really is, because the Dodgers are one of the highest paid teams,
right?
And the Rays are the lowest paid team. So that's actually kind of drama in itself. It's sort of like, for you know, it's the high class versus the low class when it comes to money.
The high class multi-millionaires versus the low class multi-millionaires.
I wonder how many of those Rays guys are making, like, you know, 6-7 figures, like you say, Steve. It would be interesting to see.
Right. I feel for some of those guys, you know, struggling, you know, their bills and
making high five figures.
Making like $590,000 a year.
Yeah, you know, their pain.
It's hard for me to watch them endure what they have to endure playing a sport.
Yeah, I know. I know it's tough for you. But I know you.
I just wonder how they're going to get their bills paid. I'm thinking about starting a GoFundMe for some of these guys.
Oh, yeah. Some of those Rays guys. You're right, dude. Because some of them might only be making mid six figures.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you got to help them out.
Struggle's real, man. Struggle is real.
The struggle is indeed real. Hey, your favorite new show, The Kelly Clarkson Show.
I don't hate it, but I've never watched it.
I
like Kelly Clarkson a lot.
I don't mean to be mean, and I really don't mean, because I like Kelly Clarkson a lot, too.
Whenever you preface something by saying, I don't mean to be mean, means that you're about to be mean.
Yeah. Yes, I'm about to say some critical stuff, but I really don't mean it to be mean-spirited. I just think that if she's not Kelly Clarkson, she doesn't get that job. Because she's just not as good as some of the other... Like, Ellen
could be said about anyone. Ellen had a successful television career before she was a talk show host. Probably would have never been hired if she wasn't successful at television before that. And she wasn't a talk show host.
See, for me...
You got to start somewhere, Beach.
I think that Ellen, though, was good at basically doing monologues and the spoken word. And Kelly's a singer. So I don't know if the singing ability translates to doing a talk show. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. I think if you did spoken word comedy or whatever, which is what Ellen started with, where you have to riff, you know, basically a lot, you would have a better shot at being a talk show. So when I heard Ellen was getting a show, I thought she'd probably be good at it because she did stand-up comedy. That seems to translate better. But I don't know about a singer doing it that's my thing.
But personality is personality. If she's a fun-loving person, like, you know, when you've seen her on American Idol and other shows where she has a good rapport with people and she's very likable, I mean, why not give her a shot? Of course, she's got a name. That's what got her a foot in the door. But now it's up to her to keep the job.
So do you think she does a good job?
I think she's doing a phenomenal job on a show I've never watched. I have no idea.
See, I do.
Have you watched the show?
Yeah, I've watched a couple, and I'm just like,
What are you doing? Sitting there, you're getting mad, you're eating your Oreo cookies, and like, I could do this better.
Okay, there may have been a little bit of that in there. There's no doubt about it.
This American Idol chick all of a sudden getting all the gigs.
If I was a talented young woman, I'd have that same shot. But
maybe we should watch it for a week and have a Kelly Clarkson break every morning.
No, good luck with that.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to let you do that.
What part of we is
the part where I'm not involved? That's the part that I want to.
There.
Well, anyway, Kelly has a show, so she gets people on there. And this is at least cool because
I believe that's her mission statement.
Yeah, at least, yeah. Yeah, you know, I can get people on because I got a show. But, I mean, this was cool because she did talk about how she was once mistaken for Carrie Underwood, which is so bizarre because I know they were both on American Idol, but they look nothing alike.
Different hair color, completely different looks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And yet she was mistaken for Carrie Underwood, and so she said, well, you know what, I'm going to sign it Carrie Underwood anyway because she didn't want to make the fan feel bad or disappoint them. So that was cool.
I do not look like this person. This girl came up to me and was like, oh my God, your song So Small is one of my favorites. And I kept thinking, I don't have a song so small. And then she said another song and I was like, oh, you think I'm Carrie Underwood? And I was like, and I literally look nothing like Carrie Underwood. And then I was so embarrassed for her that she was like, can you sign this? And I totally signed Carrie Underwood. Yeah. I think that might be legal.
And they were on different seasons of American Idol.
Yes.
So have both of them at least been on The Voice, maybe?
Well, I'm not sure, but they're both just American Idol stars.
Yeah. It's
and
so bizarre.
They're both country. They've both done the country thing, I believe. Yeah.
Has Kelly done the country thing?
Maybe not.
You're yeah, probably, I didn't yeah. know Kelly did country.
But they both did American Idol. That's probably where
I know
it all
you're
starts
trying. Yeah, I guess that's the only confusion there could be because Kelly's guest was Curb Your Enthusiasm, Cheryl Hines, and Cheryl said she once got confused, but hers makes sense because she does look a little bit like Modern Family's Julie Bowen, so that I can understand.
I was on a plane and this person came up and said, oh my gosh, I love you. And I said, that's so nice. Thank you. And they said, I love Modern Family. And I said, I do too. And they said, can I get my picture with you, Julie Bowen? And I was like, yes.
Yeah, what are you going to do at that point? You know,
I mean, sign it.
I mean, that happened to me one time. Somebody, because they thought I was Miles. And so they go, you guys in the men's room are great, Miles. And I'm like, well, you know, so I signed it.
Did you sign Miles?
I did. I felt like, well, you know, I mean, he likes the men's room, likes the guys. And if he
close
thinks
enough.
He met Miles, why not?
People have asked to get pictures with me thinking I was Ted. So I just go, hey, man, and then it works.
Do you tell them how sausages are fantastic?
Yep, sausages are awesome.
It's so funny because one time on Snapchat, I was at some event or something like that, and then I go on my Snapchat and I check and the guy tagged me. He's like, it was awesome hanging out with Thrill. And it's a picture of me and him. But he tagged at I'm Steve Migg. So I'm like, this is confusing me on so many levels.
Oh,
and I
yeah.
realized the guy was drunk.
Yeah.
None of this makes sense to him, but yeah. That's fine.
That makes a lot of sense.
That's fine.
So my question is, when people confuse you for Gary Ridgway, do you sign Gary or BJ?
Oh, clearly the Ridge.
Okay, cool.
The Ridge.
I like that. Yeah.
I didn't know we had a nickname.
The Ridge.
Yeah.
Okay. SK forever. Serial killer forever.
SK forever.
Yeah.
Wow, you and Danny are the a great comedy team. You guys ought to go on the road.
We are. We're called Hidden Valley.
Yeah,
didn't you hear us
road.
Earlier?
Yeah.
Mixtape dropping 2021.
Yeah. Just keep going on the road. Keep going. We'll get back.
Well, remember that time when we were at the radio convention and there were a group of drunk women that were convinced that I was Chris Daughtry. And
yeah,
our friends
awesome.
Ace and TJ that were there, the radio guys. I remember it was Ace that came over and was like, Steve, you got to come over here with me. I'm like, okay. He's like, just go along with it. I'm like, what? And he's like, just go along with it. I'm like, wasted. So I'm like, sure. He's like, ladies, Chris Daughtry. And I'm like, what? And they were pumped. And we're taking pictures and having drinks, having a great time. And the whole time I'm just laughing inside of my head like, they're going to wake up tomorrow and realize really quickly how wrong they were.
Yeah, they
like,
are.
That I look nothing like that guy.
Yeah. But you know what? When you're drinking, you kind of do look like, you know, well, and you were mistaken for Vin Diesel's, you know, a problematic cousin.
Yes.
One time at the airport.
That's true.
There's a lot of people that they think you
if
look
you're
like.
If you're just bald, you look like a celebrity that's bald.
That's it. Unless, of course, you got that Kelly Clarkson lady who it doesn't matter what you look like. They're going to just say, hey, Carrie.
I just like, I don't even have a song called that. Okay, whatever. And then, oh, yeah, Carrie Underwood.
That is amazing to me because, yeah, I know they were on the same show, but it was different seasons, and they looked nothing alike.
But Chris brings up a good point. Imagine the rarity of that signature. Carrie Underwood, signed by Kelly Clarkson. That's pretty awesome. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, now that you have that story, if you verify it, that you're absolutely right. That is a cool autograph.
Have you ever done that, though, where you thought you met somebody and you realized that it wasn't that person? Because I think about when I was a kid, I was a teenager, and I loved the band Living Color,
yeah.
You know, Cult of Personality. Yeah. And I was at a shopping mall in Brooklyn called Kings Plaza, and one of the guys was at the mall. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's the dude from Living Color. But I got so nervous, I went up there, and I completely said the wrong name. So it was the bassist, Mud Skillings. And I said, Vernon Reid, I love Living Color. And he's the guitarist. And he just kind of looks at me, he's like, thanks. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's Vernon Reid. And he goes, dude. And he looks down on his jacket that says Muzz on it. Because he's got like an embroidered jacket. He's like, I'm Muzz, not Vernon. And I'm like, I'm an idiot. And he just laughed. And, you know, it was fine. But like at the moment, I was just like, oh my gosh, I feel like such a tool.
That is pretty bad when there's a name on the jacket.
I was just so like starstruck. I never met a celebrity at that. Like, almost never, except for Billy Joel, and he told me to F off. I'm just bad with celebrities as a kid.
Maybe that's what happened to that woman then. She just was so starstruck and just thought, and just said the wrong name and the wrong songs. Sure. It's possible.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, I'll give her that, you know, only because of your story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I didn't think people could be that dumb, but now I'm realizing.
The Muzz Skillings effect.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yesterday, Muzz over here did get this one right.
On which planet did the spacecraft Venus 8 land in 1972?
Venus?
Yes.
I just love how you thought, no way this can be right, but I have to say it, right?
Is this a trick question?
Yeah. Every once in a while, Rev throws those in there. You want a shot at beating Steve? Maybe you'll get one of those easy questions. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I owe a lot of back taxes. Can bankruptcy help me?
Bankruptcy can discharge back taxes under certain circumstances. Some types of taxes are never dischargeable, like if you have taxes from an employee, if you ran a business and didn't pay employee taxes or sales taxes. Those types of taxes cannot be discharged in bankruptcy. However, most people don't have those kind of taxes. Most people have just regular income taxes. If you owe income taxes and you filed your tax returns but just weren't able to pay the taxes, if the taxes are more than 3 years old and you filed the tax returns, those types of taxes can be discharged in bankruptcy in most circumstances, especially through a Chapter 13 case.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.